Republican authors originally drew up this plan in response to judges in Dane County who issued injunctions blocking key pieces of Wisconsin's new voter ID and collective bargaining laws. Under the original version of this bill, those laws would have remained on the books in their entirety, as long as the Attorney General filed quick appeals. Only the state Supreme Court would have had the power to block them. Madison Senate Democrat Fred Risser was glad to see that original idea tossed aside in the Senate.
The Assembly came up with a crazy idea, which I think is totally unconscionable and unconstitutional.
In its place, Republican senators amended the bill to say that if a circuit court suspends any state law, that ruling is immediately appealable as a matter of right. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he liked the original version better, but indicated that this version would pass his chamber too.
The Senate has their prerogative, and I think the most important thing for us is that the concept remains intact.
Still, it's not entirely clear how this plan would differ from current law, since the Attorney General already has options for expedited appeals of circuit court decisions. In some cases, the Supreme Court has granted those requests for appeals. In other cases, justices have rejected them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.